Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. Yeah, it's the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn. But the star of our program is that man right there, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate the intro. You always do a great job when it comes to introducing me, and it's appreciated.
Well,
I no longer question why you're on the show.
Thank you. And that's been a question for some time since we started the show 15 years ago. So I'm glad to see today's the day.
Is that 15?
Yeah,
over there
so.
Underneath the Safeway store?
You look very distinguished today. I'm telling you, that goatee has gotten in really well. It's with the black shirt.
This
you
is
look
the
very
Al
good.
Davis kit.
Is that it?
Yeah.
It's very nice. And we got a great show today. And we were gone last week. We had a best of show on. And so everybody's back in place again. And I know you're getting ready for baseball season. And you got a special treat for the listeners today, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We have a tremendous Dodger, lifelong
Dodger.
Oh, we
do?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were talking
Dodger.
About your
dinner. You know, baseball season's starting up again, Mike.
Yeah, and I love it. And it's going to be different this year, you
and
know.
And I'm very excited to let everybody know that joining us at the break will be the one and only Ron Say.
Yeah.
Third baseman for the Dodgers. And
six-time All-Star.
Just
World Series MVP.
Accolades, just accolades, accolades, and accolades.
Good stuff.
This guy is a terrific player. And, you know, I was looking at the sports ticker tape the other day.
And I know you
do. And we're just thinking about, you know, it's been 10 years since our good friend JT Turner. You know, he was there for 10 years, and now he's gone, and it's like nobody realizes how fast time goes.
How
thin a career really is. Ron's done a fabulous job, and he's been a great Dodger. And when he comes here, we'll
the real number in. 10, the original number 10, yeah. JT was 10. He wore it with pride. I know. But the original number 10 will be with us. So stay tuned. We're going to get to Ron Say here and have a lot of fun talking baseball and a whole lot more in the Fred Dreyer Show Sports Lounge. Stay with us. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, everyone. Fred Dreyer here for Balance7.com. Do you suffer from low energy, acid reflux, heartburn, joint discomfort, or a weak immune system? Well, Balance7 is your answer. Balance7 dilutes the acid in your body and kickstarts your immune system. That's right. 3 sips a day is all you need. In 3 days, you will feel the difference. Balance7 is my go-to drink to energize me every day. Stop taking those caffeinated, sugar-filled energy drinks. Balance7 works. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, cut the acid in your body with Balance 7. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. Use the code word FRED to get $15 off your order and free shipping. Plus a money-back guarantee. Man, you can't beat this. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or go to balance7.com. And don't forget the code word. word, Fred.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-351-8614. That's 800-351-8614. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-351-8614.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show with yours truly, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fred, you know, we got a guest here today that amazing kind of guy here. We love to have him on the show, and he's got his own program here at CRN. He has the Ron Say Show.
Yes.
We'll see about that. And it's with you here on the weekends as well, too. And he's been nice enough to pop in and say hi to us today. Welcome, Ron Say, to the program.
Michael, thank you so much. I just want to let you know that I can't believe I'm on this Fred Dreyer Show, the great Fred Dreyer. Unbelievable.
That's
I'm on
how
the
I'm
air
built,
with
actually.
Fred Dreyer? Honestly.
Yeah.
And by the way, Fred, you did my show here. You popped in last week or so, and you were much better dressed today than you were back then. That T-shirt had a hole in it and everything
had
else.
Several holes.
You look good today. I do. You're welcome.
Just dressed up and looking real nice. Yeah, Ron Say, code name Penguin, Tommy Lasorda would call out you as the Penguin all the time on the show. But that was a nickname you got, I think, in college or something, wasn't it? College
it ball? Was. I was at Washington State University. I was playing under the coach by the name of Chuck Bobo Brayton, who was one of those college ambassador for baseball. When I went there, he did a tour through Australia for the whole first semester, I think, of my freshman year. But he's the one who coined me the Penguin, and, you know, it kind of stayed. You know, the funny thing about it, he called me the Penguin, but he didn't address me as the Penguin. It was different. But when he kind of introduced me to some other people, you know, he would say that. But
you didn't take that as a pejorative or anything.
Oh, no.
In your career.
No, you
cherish those things.
No, those things.
People fell in love with the Penguin.
I was very fortunate. I had a nickname in high school. From football, that carried with me, and when I got to college, I had a number of friends that I had from high school that were over at Washington State, and it was you know, nice to be having a nickname. And when it went into, you know, professionally, and then the kids would call you the Penguin, and not Mr. Say, not Ron, Mr. Penguin or Penguin. It's pretty cool, and not just at Dodger Stadium; it's everywhere you go. So it was fascinating, and I loved it.
Well, Mike has a
I could close
nickname.
My eyes. I could close.
Mike has a nickname.
What's that?
What's Lumpy?
Yeah, lumpy is true. That's true. I could close my eyes and almost hear Tommy Lasorda call you into the game. Sometimes Tommy would do that, wouldn't he?
Oh, he Red. Was.
Well, he never. I don't think he ever remembered what my first name was. I mean, he tried to take credit. Yeah, you know, for the Penguin, and you know, he'd say, "Oh yeah, yeah, it was me." No, nice, Tommy. Come on, you know, he's got to stop this. You
yeah,
know?
Tommy, but, bluster.
Yeah, but it was great, and you know, hey, I think somebody told me here years ago there was a, you know, some kind of a contest for popular names in baseball, and they had a big thing, and next thing I know, somebody says, "Well, you finished seventh."
That's pretty darn good.
That is great. 150 years that we've been around, they thought that highly of that nickname. I would say, yeah.
A lot of that is attributable to the fact you played for the Dodgers.
Well, yeah, sure.
There's a lot of nicknames and stuff.
There are, and you think about the big stars. If you're a one namer like Cher or the King, it just comes to your mind. And so Penguin gives you that idea right away. You see number 10 up there. And one of the great clutch hitters of all time. Played for the Dodgers, Ron Say, 1971 through 87, World Series MVP, six-time All-Star, 1981 World Series great, and loved across the country because he played 4 years for the Chicago Cubs and finally broke that curse and got him into a World Series. Oakland A's, he played there. So it's just, you know, I don't think a lot of people realize, you know, and I was doing some research on you before the show, Fred, and I took a look, and you were in the Pacific Northwest up in the Washington area in
Cougar,
high school.
Cougarland.
Cougarland, right? And, yeah. And so Mount Tahoma High School, you earned, is it 9 varsity letters? Tell us about your high school career. People never talk to you about that.
We only had 3-year high schools back then, not 4.
Yeah, same with me.
We had 6, 7, 8 was and excuse me, 7, 8, 9 was what we call junior high school.
Yeah, that's correct.
And 10, 11, 12. So I had a 3-year high school.
Yeah.
And I
did you? Excuse me. Did you? Was there an effect that had on students, supposedly? Or was that just a money thing that had to put kids over, you know, without having a reason to hold kids up or hold them back in class?
I'm not the school supervisor.
Why would they have that, Mike?
I have no idea.
I don't know, but they switched it, and you know, the junior high was just 7 and 8, and then now high school is 9, 10, 11, 12. I liked it the old school way. I liked it, you know, through 6th grade, grade school, and then junior high, and then high school with the 10, 11, 12.
Yeah. So you want me to get back to my my 9 letters?
That the 9 letters in 3 years, for God's sake. So how does that happen?
Well, I played, you know, my first sport that year was football that ran into basketball and, of course, baseball at the end. And, you know, I had done very well as a youth growing up playing sports. You know, I was, you know, usually the best player on my team. And I really thought that football was a terrific game. I thought it was my second best game. But then basketball took a turn, too. And we had a terrific basketball team my junior. We were the second-ranked team in our state. We had a regular season undefeated. We had 3 all-star players on that team, and I was one of them. And the heartbreak in that was that we ended up losing to a team down the road that ended up losing in the state championship game to Davis of Yakima, which then took 3 of their high school players and put them in WSU Cougar uniforms, and they performed extremely well. So, And then baseball was my favorite. It was my best. It was a goal of mine from childhood to become a major league player. And, you know, the rest is carved its way, and it became history, and it lasted for a long time. And now it's been a long time since I've been retired, and now it's a dream again.
Ron Say is our guest here. Fred, a lot of people don't realize this with Fred, and if you're a longtime listener to the show, you know it. But the fact that, Fred, you in high school were a pretty strappy, good right-hander pitcher in baseball. That was your career. That was your sport, I guess, before football. Tell everybody about that. You
well,
really
no,
could
it,
bring
it.
It.
I had I had a love for baseball based on the Dodgers coming to L.A. in 58. Mm-hmm. I was 12 years of age in 1958, mm-hmm. And up until then, you were just trying to catch the games on the Pacific Coast League radio network down out of San Diego, San Bernardino, and next thing you know, they're here. Nobody could believe it. Dodgers showed up from Brooklyn. And they had this big fat guy with smoking a cigar, O'Malley, driving around in the Cadillac. And I said, God, this has got to be a great team.
Yeah.
So my whole thing was baseball until I hurt my elbow, like so many. And I was relegated to the woodpile real fast.
Yeah. But you could bring it at pretty good speed on that, kind of a Don
well,
Drysdale
sort it,
of.
Look, 100 miles an hour is nothing today.
Yeah.
But pitching-wise, but I mean, Ron, honestly, if you're a high school kid and you threw 80, 90 miles an hour, they go, oh, that's pretty good. He'll be good in another couple of years maybe. But today, I mean, it's not surprising to see high school kids throwing 100 miles an hour, is it?
Yeah.
Still a little surprising. But if we're coming to a break, we ought to hold off on answering that.
Spoken like a true radio host with a We'll See About That show. Is that right? It's picked up on that. That's pretty good. Yeah, and Ron, did you pitch at all, or were you always an infielder, outfielder?
I had to when I was really young, like maybe 10, 9, 10, 11, because, I threw well.
Yeah.
And, I was, a pretty good size, when I was young. So, look, when I was 18 years old, I'm pretty much my size now.
Stay with us here. We're in the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer and Ron Say. We'll be back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968, 800-817-2968, 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show with Michael Horn. That's me, Fred Dreyer, the star of the program. Our guest, Ron Say, he's got a radio show called We'll See About That. Does the show on CRN Digital Talk Radio, and he's with us today as a guest talking some baseball and more. Before we get to that, Ron, you were talking about high school and your time there in high school. You said you pitched a little bit, but you always had a pretty good arm. You're mostly an infielder. Is that true?
I pretty much had experienced what was my best position, you know, Processed elimination. Never really got behind the plate, didn't ever want to. Knew I couldn't pitch, that wasn't it, and I didn't want to pitch. But I settled at third. But we were also talking about, you know, these high schoolers, their arms throwing 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And it's still surprising to see a lot of kids throwing that speed. We all know that kids are bigger, stronger. They are better educated in baseball now because they start so soon.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of parental pressure to do that. And I just don't want these kids to get burned out.
Hurt their arm like happened to Fred.
Yeah, I think the pitch count is good. The kids don't really need to throw that many breaking balls when they're this young.
Yeah.
Let their bodies grow. You know, they're still growing. And allow the procedure to happen. If these kids are good enough, they're gonna find their way. I wouldn't be too worried about it.
All right, so Sports Lunch coming to you on Sirius XM, also Sports Byline Radio, CRN Digital Talk Radio, and we're streaming, of course, at Facebook Live and at CRN Talk and Roku, and I want to say hi to Katrina and Rachel, who says hello to you, Fred. She says Hunter and Land's End, who two of her favorite shows. Nikki is tuned in. Kristen Bruce is there. Pamela asks a question for you, Fred, and she says, did you ever work with the Minnesota Vikings coach Bud Grant, who passed away this week? Bud Grant, did you ever work with Minnesota?
I've never worked with him, but you know, we played his teams through that decade here in L.A. Had real good competitive fire between the two teams.
Yeah, so I think so there's a loss there too.
Here's a classic thing about Bud.
What?
You know, he spent time in Canada coaching, Canadian Football League. And then popped down across the border into Minnesota, and he had a penchant for letting his teams off the day before a big game.
Really?
And he would just come in and just say, okay, we're going to play the Rams in the NFC Championship game, and I don't have anything to tell you guys what to do to get better, so why don't you just go home? And he went duck hunting.
Now,
that's true.
Okay, so compare that to Tommy Lasorda. Was that the kind of manager he was, Ron Sater? Do you say just?
I think he would.
I don't have anything else to tell you. Just go home.
I think he would have went duck hunting after the season was over.
Okay, let's talk about
Tommy. Put Tommy out there in the wild with the crazy shotgun.
So you know, we're off the mic here while we were in that break. You guys got into some good discussions that I want to share with our radio and our video audience here, and that is you started talking about players like Cody Bellinger, who was like the MVP and all of a sudden couldn't hit, and now he's with the Cubs doing some things over there, and you started talking about things. And here's my question. We fans, that's where my category is, we see the game. You know, at one point I talked to Jay Johnstone, became friends, and said, Jay, how can you go up there? And I would say the same thing to you, Ron, or to you, Fred, when you're in the game. It's the bottom of the ninth inning, and you got to come up and you got to get that hit. And I said, how the crowd's screaming at you? How do you concentrate to get that hit? And he goes, It's my job. And so my question is, it's your job when you're a player. Fred, you and I have talked extensively about this. During TV timeouts, Fred Dreyer, and you fill in the story, I don't necessarily want to tell it, but you would, all the other guys on the team were looking around the fans to see if there's beautiful women there. You were looking at the opposing bench there to see the quarterback and the coach and what they were talking about during the timeouts, correct?
Look, you go to school and you find out that you have a talent and it's wanted, and a coach gets you and puts you in the game and helps you, and you grow and you mature and you have a great career, maybe an okay career, maybe. But the point is that there's somebody that spent time with you, and you kind of learned to pay attention to how you could improve.
Exactly.
So anything that needed to be corrected was the responsibility of the player. The player is the one that says, I got to work on pass rush skills. I got to work on understanding the plays. And so what's autobiographical to me in my career was I looked for the little nuances and the specific intricacies that would help me get better. You know, where does the tackle line up? Is he cheated back? If you were to call a running play in the huddle, it would kind of have a certain amount of time that play would have to be called, and same with the pass play. Running plays took a little bit longer to call in the huddle. Wow. Than a passing play did. So over a period of years and games, this is going to be a pass play. Plus, you know, you put it with down and distance and all these other things that are a part of your training and your preparation for the game. But the point is, it's up to the player to be able to know what the hell to do and correct it if it's not working.
Well, it's a competitive.
So I asked Ron.
Yeah.
Forgive me.
Yeah,
I asked Ron about Bellinger. I said, I'm still not satisfied as a fan, as a guy, as understanding this guy was great. I mean, literally great. And then 2 years later, he was not great. He was miserable. How did that happen? And why wasn't
Ron,
there somebody?
You're our expert.
Why wasn't there somebody that could help him?
Ron, tell us.
Wow.
Former player yourself.
Let's just say that he was, expendable at this point. I think he'd been given the opportunity to figure it out, and it all has to start with you. I mean, you have to understand what your assets and liabilities are. Simple as that. It's like you know when you need to get to the training room early because you get your arm is a little stiff or something. You know what to do, but you got to follow through with it. And if you think that you don't need to take care of that right now, then I guess it's going to hurt longer than it should. So I'm not so sure Cody was able to figure it out. It was really unfortunate. He was saddled with a number of injuries too, and
dislocated shoulder.
He was overwhelmed about what to do.
I think in the beginning, this is one of those things that happen. Sometimes you can. You're responsible for being injured, and sometimes the game just takes you into an injury, and nobody can predict that. But there were too many of those, regardless of which one it was. And I think when you look at the metrics today, and you have a number of coaches, and I know that they want to kind of centralize, how many people are talking to you about this. You want the quarterback coach to be talking to the quarterbacks, right? You don't need the lineman coach over here, the tight end coach over here, having this conversation, okay? Just take care of your stuff. It's difficult enough to take care of your stuff, but you have to identify those issues faster than anyone else, because nobody can tell you necessarily that if you go 0 for 4 two nights in a row that you should, come early and hit. You know, you're in a slump.
Right.
Now, if I had struck out eight times, I'd say, yeah, you bet. I'm going to be here and I'm going to work on it.
That's the other thing. He was a strikeout kid.
And so if you've hit the ball well, it's just you haven't found a few holes. Maybe you put four line drives, four balls right on the screws and don't have anything to show it for it. You understand that you're not in a slump. Okay, you don't need it. All you need is for these balls that you're scalding to fall in.
Yeah.
Okay? And, you know, you're swinging the bat better than actually the guy who's got two hits over the last two games because he had a pop fly fall in, and he broke his bat on a grounder to short.
It's my kind of hitting.
So, I mean, look, your quality of bat's better, right?
Right.
So one guy got rewards, and that's the problem with all of this is that, you know, you've got to have the rewards.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't look good going 0-for-4, regardless.
But it's the mental part of the game, too. You got to prepare what you're saying as you know what's going on and knowing what you want to do to try to break through that or get a hit or do something that you got to do different. There's a big mental part of this game that I think people just don't appreciate as much as they should. And I love to see a team get on a winning streak or something happens that just sparks them and all of a sudden, bingo, the team turns around and becomes a winner, even with, you know, not maybe the super-duper talent on the team.
Yeah. Well, there's just one other thing I want to add. A coach should not ever have to go to a player and say, hey, listen, how long is it going to take you to figure it out? You're 0 for 15 and you've struck out 15 times.
Yeah.
You know, do I have to come and tell you that we need to go work some? I don't think so. And that's the other part. You know, how far do you take it out?
So that element, right, you just articulated, is a great part of his story.
Right now, it certainly leans into that. You know, it's hard to predict. We're all just, you know, throwing thoughts out there.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't necessarily have to be about Cody Bellinger. It would be anybody who was in a similar position. And, you know, how do they think this is going?
Yep.
You know, and you know it. You gotta know who you gotta listen to too.
Well, he's the MVP, the ex-MVP.
Yeah.
And to crash like that with everybody with everybody standing around is kind of amazing to me.
Oh, trust me, it is. It just doesn't happen very often. And Cody, you know, in his case, is the. Basically the one that has to answer that question.
Get your thoughts in there. Email Fred Dreyer. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. We'll be here in the Sports Lounge.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer, Michelle.
As an entrepreneur, every day is different. My phone bill from Cricket, on the other hand, always stays the same. Without surprises, hidden fees, or annual contracts, I can work worry-free.
That's Michelle, everybody, doing business like a boss.
Smile, you're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Get ready, because Scott's is taking over Daylight Saving Time. It's such a big event that we're calling it Daylong Saving Time. And now it's got real savings. In fact, it's the biggest deals of the year. Audacious? Absolutely. So don't wait. Stock up early and you'll be able to save up to $20 on Scott's Triple Action and Easy Seed products today at the Home Depot and Lowe's. Offers available March 9th through 22nd at select U.S. stores, while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See store for exact offers.
This message is provided by Boehringer Ingelheim. Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or IPF, is one of the more common forms of progressive fibrosing interstitial lung diseases, with symptoms including breathlessness during activity, a dry and persistent cough, chest discomfort, fatigue, and weakness. There are more than 200 lung disorders that can lead to pulmonary fibrosis, an irreversible scarring of lungs that can negatively impact lung function, quality of life, and may become life-threatening. While approved treatments for people living with these diseases can help slow disease progression, new therapies are needed to help potentially stop progression. Fortunately, there is new research underway to assess the safety and efficacy of an investigational treatment in patients with IPF and other progressive ILDs. This is part of Boehringer Ingelheim's Phase 3 Global Fibrinear Program. To learn more about Fibrinear and eligibility requirements, visit fibrinear-ipf.longboat.com and fibrinear-ild.longboat.com.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified 2% based on total average rates.
And we're back here with the Fred Dreyer Show in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Ron Say is our guest, former Los Angeles Dodger, Chicago Cub, Oakland A. Baseball season getting ready to start here at the end of the month. And Ron, we talk about you with the Dodgers, and you know, outstanding. You're 8.5 years, your infield stayed together with Garvey, Lopes, Russell, and you, Ron Say. That's amazing. I don't know if that record will ever be extended. That was amazing. You started, you had so many great years. Player of the Month in April in 1977, batted .425, 9 home runs, 29 RBIs over there, a major league record in that month. And let's talk, though, about the Cubs. We don't ever talk about the Cubs. You brought them some success. Tell us about 1984, that year. What was great and what were the disappointments of that year as a Cub?
Boy. Oh, yeah.
Then okay, you're up sure.
You're right. I'll hold my Dodgers world champion mug here.
I'm going to take you back to 1977 there.
Okay, good.
That, because you brought it up. Okay. Now, I didn't get a chance to comment, but I'm going to now.
Please.
And I'm going to tell you that, by fact, that is the best overall month in Dodger baseball history.
There you go.
Number one.
Okay.
Okay? And I didn't know that until maybe a couple of years ago. But with all the, you know, data that they put into things now, that is the number one month in Dodger history.
By the way, at CRN, we only hire people that have records like that. Fred Dreyer,
right.
Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. You with the best overall month in Dodger history. Thanks. If you're a former sports extraordinary person out there, tell me what your record is and we'll bring you in here.
You forgot his touchdown. You forgot his touchdown.
Yeah, you left that out.
I'm sorry. Okay, we'll bring that back anyway.
The interesting thing about my touchdown is the helm, my football, the football stuck in my helmet. Go ahead.
I know it did. Oh, God. Anyway, should we get to the Cubs?
Go to the Cubs.
Okay, the Cubs. You know, 84. It turned out to be a terrific place for me to get traded to. Not only because my wife was from Chicago and we had relatives, but we were in a position to do some damage. And I left a lot of that up to Dallas Green. Dallas Green came over from Philadelphia. He was a general manager. He was a manager, a world championship manager. And when he came over to run the Cubs as the general manager, he brought a lot of Philly players with him. Mm. He knew who was available, and pretty much he had a plan. And the next year, I became tradable. They wanted to dump the infield. Lopes had gone, and they were ready to bite the bullet. So both Garvey and myself left the same year, and they, you know, pretty much ate that at once. When in this negotiation with Dallas Green, you know, I rolled the dice a bit with him. You know, he had made promises to me, which hadn't been done before, which is he's going to improve this team quickly. And when that happened, I'm saying, okay, you're on the plus side of the ledger there. The issue and the term of the contract were not necessarily an issue. And I did roll the dice in part of that. But he gave me confidence that he was going to be well behind his word. And they had a new ownership in the Tribune Company, so they had new money. And we started to play a little bit better at the end of the first year, but certainly not in competition. A second division team, for the most part. At the end of the year and in the beginning of the next year, we started to make changes rapidly. And we had Dennis Eckersley, we had Rick Sutcliffe, we had Dick Ruthven, Scott Sanderson, little pedigree with Montreal there as far as caliber of pitcher. Steve Trout had his best year in 1984, left-hander, sinker baller. Rick Sutcliffe won the Cy Young Award. Dennis Eckersley was one of our key guys, one of our top five starters. So we had a pitching staff.
I like that guy. He's good.
And we had Bull Durham, Leon Durham at first, Jody Davis behind the plate, Sandberg, Boa, myself, and we have Matthews, Denier, and Moreland, and that's all a Philly outfield.
Did you have a Harry Carey in the broadcast?
We had Harry Carey. I didn't see much of him. In between drinks, I believe. Oh, excuse me. I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You know, hey, listen, we had Lee Smith in the bullpen.
Yeah.
So we had a group of relievers who weren't used quite the same way as relievers are today. But, you know, we had a staff that could give you length in the game.
Right.
You know, they could give you 6 to 7 innings regularly. So we just had, you know, Jody Davis had a career year. I think Leon Durham did too. Sandberg was the MVP. Boa had a good year. All the rest of the guys in the outfield did a really good job. Denier probably had his best year as a leadoff hitter. And I led the club in home runs and RBIs. And during the course of the first month of the season, Dallas Green had asked me about Rick Sutcliffe because he was going to be available. And I said, you've got an opportunity to get Rick Sutcliffe. I said, he won 17 games his rookie year for us and blew up Lasorda's office when he didn't make the playoffs roster. And I said, this guy's a bulldog. He'll give you innings. He's a good fielder, and he can hit. And Rick has an amazing rest of the season, goes 16-1, wins the Cy Young Award winner, shuts out the Padres in the first game of the playoffs, and just had a terrific year. So, we were building. And now we have an audience coming to Wrigley Field that's not the same audience that was going there in the past. They're actually going there to watch games, and the team's going to win.
Yeah.
And we were winning, and we had to fight off the New York Mets, who had Gooden and Strawberry and Carter and Hernandez and a lot of other terrific players.
We had a good team.
And, you know, we were the best team, and we were the best team. And we just couldn't close it out that final game in San Diego. And
What happened in that game?
Well, we didn't manage the series too well. We had an opportunity to have Sutcliffe come back and pitch game four. And because we were up 2-1 and the World Series was opening a couple days after this last game in the playoffs, they decided to say, hey, we're going to let's go end it right here. Keep Sutcliffe ready if necessary. And if not, we can use him in the first game of the World Series. Got ahead of yourself. And so what happened is, anytime you go to game five or game seven, you know that you better have your A game on because anything can happen. And I don't care if you got, you know, Cy Young out there pitching. You know, it doesn't matter. You're taking the field, you got a chance. So what we did was we gave them life because we came back and used Scott Sanderson, who had gone through a rehab program, which is another thing I didn't understand. And now they were pitching him.
A drug rehab?
No. Arm rehab.
Sorry about that.
Didn't mean to.
I was ready to leave the building when I heard that.
No. Not a rehab. No.
Okay, gotcha.
He was rehabbing an injury. My apologies. Right.
Not one of those rehabs.
So now we got that straightened out. So, you know, we gave them life.
Yeah.
And instead of saying, hey,
instead of closing the door,
we're going to put Sutcliffe out there to strangle you. And if you beat him, then you got to win one more beyond it.
Yeah.
So I think if you look at it from a psychological standpoint, you're saying they're not playing. Tom Brady's not playing today.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's not playing today.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You got a chance, right?
Yep.
And when you get there,
and then we got the momentum.
As would happen,
yep.
You know, we get into the seventh inning of a 2-2 game, and a ball gets away, and that's all it took, and we ended up losing.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Disappointing, right? After
very
all
disappointing.
That.
And I told you, that was my second biggest disappointment in my career.
And the first?
Losing that game.
And the first?
Yeah. First one was the losing the 7-8 World Series.
Yeah.
And if we would have had the proper techniques and replays and everything else that goes on today, that
Reggie Jackson's butt hitting the ball, right?
Yes.
That was that series.
Oh, that was. Yeah. Oh, I remember that.
Oh, yeah, that was terrible.
My God,
it was terrible.
How do you
the guy cheated
that?
And he used his body to knock the ball away. Come on.
I didn't. I obviously you see it happen to others.
Yeah.
You don't want it to happen to you.
No.
Not this time. Not in that magnitude of a game,
true.
Right?
Yeah.
You didn't have those trash can lids available back there.
Yeah, we got a little bit of time here in this segment. With the new pitch clock and all this kind of stuff, Ron, you in with the new rules? You like the rules?
Boy, I'm telling you that the feedback that I'm getting
is
just social media is that the players are really not liking this too well.
And Fred, you brought up the fact that it's affecting the announcers. There's no more stories that they can tell, right?
Well, I just made an announcement here. I don't know what it would do to Vin Scully's taking his time weaving stories through inning by inning by inning.
Yeah.
But right. That's got to affect a lot of the culture of the baseball.
The players don't like it, though, Ron. Is that what you're hearing from them?
Well, Max Scherzer, I think, just absolutely tore it apart. There was something in there that I didn't read it. I just saw that he was upset because I was kind of thumbing through it. But,
yeah.
What part of it, though? Which one?
It changes the game to a point. You know, Max Scherzer is using this clock to his advantage, okay? He sits there on the mound. They showed a tape of him the other day when he was pitching in a game where, because of this clock, now he stood there in his stretch position and waited for the clock to run out. And then the guy stepped back in, and because now it was near the – I don't know exactly how this clock thing works.
Right.
But anyway, the guy steps back in, and then as soon as he got – his foot down, the ball's coming, right? And so he was taking advantage of the clock.
The clock, yeah.
And so, like I said, I don't know if a guy can step out before the end and then you stop it there and there's something left on that.
It doesn't sound right.
But, you know, I think the fact that they've had, you know, a spring to get used to it, we'll just have to see how the fans react to it during the course of the season, see how these games turn out. You know, like you've already seen the worst thing that could happen, you know, game ended in the early spring, and that's just because they weren't accustomed to the clock and you're getting used to it, and that's what these games are for, to get a feel for it so that when you go into the season, you'll have a lot better look at it. And right now, that's all it is, trial and error. I couldn't tell you who's playing well in spring training. I don't the World Baseball Classic is on right now. And Japan looks like to be the best team, and that's kind of what I've been watching a little bit. But, you know, you got teams playing in.
Is this a good time for the World Baseball Classic?
No, it's not.
Before the season
never
starts?
Is.
Yeah, never,
no,
yeah.
No, it isn't. And the problem is that you know, you have to now ask our best players to get ready in advance of spring training. And
yeah.
That creates a situation, and I think one of the reasons why Kershaw did not qualify was that they couldn't come up with an insurance policy or something of that nature that could cover it. So,
yeah.
Something related to that, but there is no good time because you can't do it in the middle of the season and you don't want to do it at the end.
I like the Czech Republic. That's my my countrymen, and they struck out, pitcher struck out Shohei Ohtani there. It's good.
That's right, and there was a perfect game the other day by Puerto Rico.
There you have it.
There was?
I got to get one of those Czech Republic hats. That's what I want to wear out of the show here. Can you get me one, Fred?
A six-pack comes with each cat.
Oh, beer. It's a good beer in the Czech Republic. That's good. All right, we're going to take a break, wrap things up here. This show is flying by. Ron Say is our guest. Fred Dreyer is here. I'm Michael Horn. It is the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us. Email FredDreyer@crntalk.com.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Big thank you to Ron Say for being on our show today on the Fred Dreyer Show with yours truly, Michael Horn, and the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Yes, sir.
Fred, so a note comes in here. Someone wants to know Aaron Rodgers. He's saying he wants to go to the New York Jets. You think that's going to happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, I think he's exhausted his relationships there in Green Bay.
Mailbag, Pamela sent in and talked about Streetwise, the episode, the final episode of Stephanie Kramer on Hunter. And she says it was a great show. She enjoyed it a lot, and mentioning that McCall tells you as Hunter that she didn't want to miss seeing you in an opportunity wearing blue because you're wearing your dress blues that they do on the every once in a while, once a month. And then she meets an old flame, Dr. Alex Turner, who spent 8 years living and working in Africa. He comes in, he proposes to her in the episode. She comes to you and she tearfully tells you it's hard to say goodbye. Remember, this is a pretty touching episode. This was her final show, right?
This is what she wanted.
Yeah, she wanted to continue her singing, and she comes back again for one more final big hug. And then there's the big wedding scene that they have in there. And at the wedding scene, apparently you catch the bouquet. Is that correct?
Yes, there I am.
Catching the bouquet. So she says she's still – people, all the fans, they wanted you and McCall to get married
of course,
in the show.
But then it would become heart-to-heart.
It would have, right?
It would have been heart-to-heart. Yeah. So, you know, come on.
Can't do that. All right, we've got also a note here from Dave. Says, I know you're probably more invested in sports than acting, but I would seriously give anything to see you reprise your Lieutenant Hunter one more time. I would too, by the way.
Well, that show, You don't really need to do it now. They're just making so many police shows.
That's it.
And it doesn't make any difference who's in them.
Jay says Fred Dreyer is the only TV cop whose gun had two safeties in one episode. Or is that too obscure? That's a good two safeties in football, two safeties on the gun. That's our show. If you miss anything, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer and email him, and he'll read the emails on here. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Well, we sure appreciate Ron Say showing up, and we miss him on the field, and we miss him already because he's on the freeway.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us, everybody.